Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Why, hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bravo East Coast Housewives. It's your main bitch back on a Thursday. This is Kim, and welcome to the show. For those of you who are new, welcome, welcome. For those of Yin's guys who come back week after week after week, what's up? So, obviously, this is a show about the East Coast Housewives. We all know that none of my shows are filming right now. Even though Miami is an East Coast show, I'm not really down with Miami. I'm kind of bored with it. Sorry, Miami lovers. I'm not into the Housewives. I can't connect with them. But you know who I can connect with? We are traveling, baby. We are traveling from the East Coast to the Middle East, baby. Yes. And also, I know that there's other shit going on in the Bravo world, but today, Yin's guys, I can't talk to you about anything else except for the delicious, yummy premiere of The Real Housewives of Dubai. Honestly, it did not disappoint. It was everything that I imagined and more of what this freaking episode was going to be. Like, oh, I watched it again. I am in chills. I'm shooketh in a great way. Like, oh my God, it was amazing. Not shamazing, but amazing. Let's just say Ion amazing. Ion, right? Oh my God. She's my queen. Yes, she is the Bethany Frankel of the franchise. She is the Jen Shah of the franchise. I fucking love her. And I was just, oh my God, the episode was so delicious. I loved it. Before we get in there really quickly, though, keep June 23rd on your calendars, people. Southern Charm premieres. Excited. Naomi, why the fuck would you hook up with Craig again? I'm confused. I need to know. June 23rd. Now, let's get into, honestly, this might be one of my new favorite housewife shows. Like, Dubai, bye, bye, Real Housewives of Orange County, because out of all the franchises, Yin's guys are the most boring. So you better step it up, because Dubai is coming to get ya. Whoa, here she comes. Yes, that's what I'm saying. Whew. Now, first episode, I do feel like there is one flaw that I would have to say. I was not impressed with the theme, the very introduction itself. The taglines are fine, whatever. The taglines are good. The music and just the way that it goes to go into the actual episode, it disappoints me. I feel like maybe it's a work in progress and they're trying to figure out, does this work? Does this not work? But let's look at The Real Housewives of Jersey. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, the music there is delicious, yes. Let's see, New York. Yes, that works. And Potomac. I can't remember how that sounds, but I know. Yeah, I can't remember, but I know it's great. And obviously, Beverly Hills, which, by the way, was a good episode. But we're not talking about that because I'm all about Dubai. But they do need to work on the intro a little bit. That could be better. Now, if we're going to talk about all the housewives, which I would like to, there's Lisa, Ion, Caroline Brooks, Caroline Stanbury, which we've seen her already in Ladies of London. I haven't. I never watched the show. But to me right now, she's a little boring. So hopefully she'll step it up. Her husband's also hot as fuck, and he's way too young for her. That's my opinion, and I am sticking to it. We have Sarah. She is delightful. I love her already. And we have Nina. So these ladies are fabulous. Yin's guys already know who my favorite is. Ion. Oh my God, she's a fucking queen. Oh my God. She is my new Jennifer Aiden in Margaret Drows Obs. Why? Because she's already given me 8 million different quotes that are fucking phenomenal, and I am so excited to share them with you. But let's go down the line. Let's talk about Lisa. First of all, $1,200 to fill your pool with a shit ton of ice. Rich, please, and thank you for putting that in the actual trailer because that's fucking great. But $1,200 to fill your pool with some ice, damn. You're not going to the gas station for that shit. You're having it hand-delivered. That was amazing. I loved it. And also, her fashion line, she wanted some fashionable maternity wear. She couldn't find any. So you know what she did? She created her own company because she's a badass bitch. And it's called Nina Rowe. If I was pregnant, I would check it out. Maybe when I get pregnant in the future, I don't know. I'll check it out. And I'll throw some cash her way for her business. That's pretty fucking cool. Now, let's go to my queen. My queen, oh my God, I love her so much. And if she heard this, she would probably say, duh. I'm not surprised because I'm fucking fabulous. Oh, Ion, thank you. Yes. Queen B, baby. As I said, she's the Bethany of Dubai. And I said, Jennifer Aiden, Margaret Josephs. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. Let's talk about some of the quotes that she has said. First, we can go tit for toot. That was cute. Why? Because she says that she is petty as fuck. And you know what? Most of these housewives are, except that they don't want to admit it. But you know what? You own your truth. You are who you are. And I love you. I love you, love you, love you. Yes. Another quote. when she was at lunch with Lisa, she was like talking about going to the gym. Lisa was, not her. And Ion says, the only gym that I do is Chris, her husband. Oh my God. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. And the other one that I want to use in my everyday life. Another quote. I'm only allergic to bullshit. Oh, yes, that should be your tagline. That should be a housewife's tagline. I am only allergic to bullshit and yours I'm not taking. Oh, yes, maybe that's mine. Can I steal it? I might. Whew. I do find it great on how she's throwing shade with Caroline Stanbury, which first of all, I find it very interesting that both Carolines, Stanbury, who's now getting married to the Sergio guy, his last name starts with a C, I don't really know or care, so now she wants to be called Caroline C, so CC instead of CS, whatever. And then you have Caroline Brooks. They both came to Dubai with their now ex-husbands, okay? So is that like a Caroline trait? Do you have to go to Dubai with your husband at the time, and then all of a sudden you guys get divorced? I don't know. I think it might be a prerequisite. I'm not really sure though. But I know that Ion really doesn't like either of them, particularly Caroline Stanbury, because I guess she didn't really want to get to know her, right? So she's talking about in her confessional during the episode, she's talking about the relationship with Caroline and her hubby Sergio, who's hot as fuck. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes with their whole Instagram shit, it almost seems like they're trying to do wannabe chemistry. Hashtag agree with you, Ion. Like, I'm not buying it. When you have to post as much stuff as you're doing, like, is it believable? Like, will we believe it? Or is it a show? Is it a show? You're on a show again. You're giving us a good show. I'm loving it. But is it truth? Is it factual? I'm not really sure. Let's move on to some other beautiful quotes, not trout mouth. When she comes into the dinner at the end of the episode for Nina's little thing, C'est la vie dinner, and she comes in and the girls are like, oh, you look so great. And she's like, ah, oh, thank you. I saw myself in the mirror and I loved myself. Oh my God. Okay. All these women are saying in their confessionals like, oh my God, we know you're so gorgeous. Da-da-da-da-da. But listen, Yin's gals, don't hate. Don't be a hater. Don't have your haterade for a confident, badass bitch, okay? And mind you, having to see her, she is the one that starts the show coming up on the desert, you know, and her fucking supermodel wear because she is the first black supermodel in Dubai. And she is like a famous star now. And she doesn't want any of you to take her limelight because she is the star. Oh my God, she is a badass bitch. And I just said that. And if you saw the episode, and if you're going to see the episode, you will hear her say that in Swahili. Somalian, Ugandan, and English. She says it. I am a badass bitch. And this is why she is a badass bitch. Who can say that? I can't say that, but I still think that I'm a badass bitch too. Just in different ways. I'm not a supermodel, but I'm a supermodel in my head with life. Yes. Hello. Hashtag confidence. That's what you need. Ladies, why are you haters? Take notes from her. Take notes. And I'm sure if she would listen to this, she would be like, yeah, bitch, take notes. Love it. I also do love the fact at the end of the episode, when she wants to toast Nina and thanking her to have all the women there, she's like, yes, I want to make a toast. But I do have a question for you, Caroline Brooks, because you said some shit that bothers me. And all the women are like, wait, I thought you were toasting. What? LOL. Loved it. Yes. Ion, you are a queen. I am so excited for what you will be bringing to this show, because I know it's going to be even more than Jen Shaw, because she's great too, but hopefully you will never be in any legal trouble. And hopefully, Jen Shaw, you're getting your shit together, you know. We'll be seeing that in the next season, I'm sure. We're seeing all this shit with Erica Jane. It's kind of died down a little bit because the Dorit thing, which is super serious. And like, damn, she is handling it so well. She's a badass bitch. But again, we're on Ion now. So you're a badass bitch. We're going, yes, this episode should be called Badass Bitchery. Ooh, that actually is really good. Okay, now we're going to, I need to calm down. I'm so excited. Caroline Brooks. Here are my thoughts with her. I'm on the fence. I am on the fence. Whenever she said, who is my good friend? Well, it depends on the day. I don't know. I'm calling bullshit on all this shit. I don't trust her. I think, and actually one of the housewives says it, she is good with wherever the wind is blowing that, you know, makes her feel good up her asshole or something. So she'll leave your ass for something better for herself. Like if it gives her, like if it's better for her, she's going to go that direction. So I don't know. But I do have to say, damn girl, your house is huge as fuck. Like, damn, huge. I'm a little jealous, but I wonder if it's bigger than Jennifer Aiden's house, because her house is big as fuck too. But honestly, I think Caroline's is probably bigger. Sorry, Bill Aiden. Sorry, Jennifer. You got to step up your game. It's interesting that she, came to Dubai, obviously, with her now ex-husband. She has been there for 12 years. And I think Caroline Stanbury said that she has been in Dubai for maybe like 8 years or something. So Caroline Brooks is originally from Massachusetts. Stanbury, I think she's from somewhere in England. Okay, well, we're not there yet. We'll get to her. I thought it was crazy interesting that she said that she has two homes, not like Monique Samuels. I have five homes, which, by the way, Monique, miss you. But she had to get approval. Caroline had to get approval for her one residence, which I found interesting. But also, at the same time, not really, because everyone would think, right, if you go to Dubai, then you have to abide by certain laws and everything like that. The women are pretty submissive and all that kind of shit. But if you look, if you saw Nina's confessional at the very beginning, she's like, if you think that women in Dubai are submissive, you've never been here. So I think it just depends on what area that you are in as far as the UAE. I don't know, but I think in Dubai, even Sarah said you can kind of wear whatever you want, say whatever you want, and you'll be good. Just when you go away from it, then that's when you have to like watch yourself. So it was also funny whenever Caroline arrived at the hen party, which AKA is a bachelorette party for Caroline Stanbury, because she's marrying Sergio, that 27-year-old, even though she's like 43. Like, what is this? Is this an Erica Jane? And listen, it might sound all great right now, but guess what? Erica Jane is now divorced from her husband. Yes, it might have worked for 20 years, but she is not with him any longer. And this is how I'm going to see this kind of pan out. I guarantee it. And if I'm wrong, then goddamn I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. But it is quite funny that Caroline Brooks, they call her Brooks, right? So she arrives at this hen party on this nice little yacht in her crazy ass amazing shoes. And she's like, oh yeah, all I have to do is slip them off. But like, damn, where's the help to do that? Like, what is the budget for this party? I don't understand. Holy shade. Clearly, are you a friend of Stanbury's? Because you're not acting like it. That's all I'm saying. To assist you with your shoes, Rich, please. Ah, fabulous, though. Now we're going on to the Caroline Stanbury. Stanbury, sure. Okay, cool. We see her in Ladies of London. As I said, I never watched the show. Now she's in Dubai with her now hotter husband, younger husband, 27-year-old. Seriously, what? What? They say that he doesn't want to be her toy boy, which in the States, we assume that it's boy toy. I guess in England, it's the other way around. That's cool. So she doesn't want him to be the toy boy. He doesn't either. That's why he wants to throw this like wedding shindig and all this shit, because it's his first wedding and it is her second. So I do have to say, though, you guys might not want that to be what people think of both of you. But guess what? The majority of people do think that of both of you. Just own it, baby. Own it like Lisa Rinna, honey. It is the truth of what most people are thinking. And just enjoy it. Like, what the fuck? Caroline Stanbury seems a little bit boring to me, kind of the way that Diana Jenkins thinks Sutton is at the moment, even though I think they're like getting better with their friendship. And definitely the way that Sutton thought that Teddy Mellencamp was super boring whenever she met her. So I think that Caroline is pretty boring. Not Brooks. She's shady as fuck. I'm watching her for sure. I wouldn't want to be a friend of hers because I don't think she's a girl's girl. But I want to know also, who has the money in this relationship? Does Caroline Stanbury have the money or does Sergio have the money? What the fuck does he do for a living? What does she do for a living? Maybe I should know that, but I don't. But I need to know. I want to know what the fuck that they do. I know Nina has some kind of fucking fruitcake business, which I find to be interesting. How could you really make a lucrative amount of money for a fucking fruitcake business? But maybe they're really good. I've never had a fruitcake, but, you know, Christmas is coming soon, I guess. And then, you know, with Lisa having her maternity wear, that's fucking great. And then Caroline Brooks, I forget what she does, but does she do something with real estate? I have no idea. But I know that she does some shit. And I know that she's a hustler. She could be like the Lisa Rinna of Dubai because she is a hustler. Oh, do you remember that tagline that Lisa Rinna had? Don't hustle the hustler. Yeah. That was good. That's Caroline Brooks. Now moving on, let's go to Nina. I don't have much on her. I just feel like she kind of reminds me a little bit of Kyle Richards. She wants to be friends with everyone. She probably wants everyone to be honest. Just be honest. So I feel like she sort of looks like Kyle in a weird way. Maybe it's just like the long dark hair. I have no idea. Maybe it's their mannerisms, but she reminds me of Kyle. That's not a bad thing either. Even though Kyle annoys me a lot, I still appreciate her on the show. So we find out that Nina is born in Lebanon, and then she moved to Austin, Texas, and she was probably there for a really, really, really long time. She calls herself like a bit of a hippie because she's really into the crystals and shit. She's a crystal lover. Not saying that she's a crystal lover like from Beverly Hills, even though she probably, if she would meet Crystal, she would fucking love her because she's great. I mean Crystal like Spencer Pratt, Heidi Pratt slash Montag, whatever the fuck her maiden name was. She's that type of crystal lover. She's all in the good juju, good vibes, all that kind of shit. Uses the sage at the end of the episode when all the bitches were bitching to each other, aka Ion and Caroline Brooks, about the invitation to Stanbury's hen party. Like, damn. She lights that sage and she's like, ugh, sage doesn't work. Like, what the fuck? So do you really believe all of your crystal beliefs? I don't know. Maybe think about that a little bit. But that's Nina. Shorthand right there. I also appreciated the fact that Nina shut all the ladies up whenever they're yapping about everything with the party. And she's like, you know what? If you want to do that, you do that somewhere else. You're not going to do it here at my dinner. And I was just like, yeah, she's a bad bitch too. Love it. Thank you, Nina. Now we go to Sarah. She is the only one from the UAE. Okay. And I loved it when they were going on that tall ass building that kind of reminded me of the St. Louis Arch. You know, I've never been on it, but Yin's guys, if you saw the episode, it's not an arch, but it's almost like a, you know, like a rectangle shit. They were going up there to walk across it. Kind of reminded me of the Sears Tower in Chicago, where you can walk on the floor and the floor is like plexiglass where you can like see straight down. And you're like, holy fuck, am I going to fall to my death? Like, I'm fucking scared. Okay. It's kind of like that, but a little bit of a different shape. So Sarah goes up there with her son, who's completely adorbs, and he is afraid of heights. And it was so cute to see her count off with her son, like, don't be scared. Let's count. 1, 2, 3. Beautiful, beautiful moment. She loves her son. I do appreciate that all of these women, there was beautiful moments that they had with their children. I don't remember one with Caroline Stanbury, but there was one with Lisa, Ion, Brooks, Sarah, obviously. I don't remember one with Nina. Oh, yeah, Nina, of course, because she took her kids up there with Sarah's little boy. So beautiful moments. Beautiful moments. I love these ladies already, and I think they're fucking great. Sarah was also talking about how, you know, she's divorced. She's a single mom, and technically in her culture, that's kind of frowned upon. But nowadays, it seems to be a little bit more acceptable. People are kind of coming to terms like, okay, this is what's happening, and that's it. So she also talks about how she wants to preserve her culture by speaking in Arabic with her son, even though the education system for him is more from the American side. So that is a different tradition from what she grew up with, I'm assuming. And she kind of goes in and out, but she wants to keep their tradition alive for him, which I think is great. So a couple other quotes from Ion, just because you know that I love my fucking quotes. Thank you. Where's Frank Catania and Joe Gorga as well? Because they bring fucking great ones too. Okay. So when Ion says, gold, 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 we have a lot of gold diggers too. Oh, that was so, so good. And as I said, don't try to steal her fucking star because it's great. We find out that Lisa, Ion, and Nina are close, but clearly we see in this episode that Ion has a problem with Brooks and she has a problem with Stanbury. Like, we will see that this is going to be a huge thing throughout the season, and I know that Ion is going to be the star because she already is. I mean, did you see the way the bitch was drinking her champagne at the end of the episode? Oh my God, I want to be her when I grow up, but I know that I can't be a supermodel. So there's that, but I fucking love it. Couple other things that I'd like to highlight from this episode that I thought was wonderful, of course, with Ion. She's amazing because she she says the craziest shit that I love. I enjoyed the fact that she was like, I don't even know 10 times 10. Like, I need to use a calculator on my phone to do that. Like, you don't remember what you learn in school. You remember the moments whenever you're hanging out with family and shit. So yeah, do I take my kid out of school instead of him going to school? Fucking yeah. We go to the movies. We have some popcorn. We have a good time. We don't talk about doing 10 times 10 in the math and shit. Yes. Love it. I was never able to do that. My mom made me go to school. However, I really like school, so I would be really kind of bummed if I missed it. Another thing that I thought was important to mention here was we find out that everyone was invited to Caroline Stanbury's hen party except for Sarah and Ion. Ion had a problem with that. Why? Because she said that Brooks called her and said, you know what, Caroline is only inviting the important people in her life. And did Ion like that? Hell no, she didn't. She's like, what the fuck? I'm important. What the fuck is wrong with you? So now there's a beef between Ion and Caroline Stanbury and Brooks at the same time. So these bitches don't get along. Will they get along throughout the season? No. Will I want to see how everything turns out? Yes, because it is amazing. Some great shade too was Brooks shading Ion. Oh, it's a quote. It's actually really good, even though I'm not really for her, but like this quote is good as fuck. So she says about Ion, she says, quote, she'll enter a room. The garment comes in first, the feathers already flying in your mouth, and then her wig trails long after her. Generally, the wig is shifted 3 inches back from her forehead. Oh my God. That is a summary of their friendship. The bitch doesn't like the bitch, okay? You can see that this relationship, I don't even know if you call it a frenemy. It is just, ugh. I put my money on Ion because I just do. Because she's fabulous. She's my favorite. Yins guys can tell. So with my episode today, clearly it is not East Coast. It is Middle East Coast, whatever that means. We're in the Middle East, bitches, okay? We're in the Middle East. So, Yins guys, I am so excited for this season of our Dubai women. I really want to be like, Bravo, what the fuck? Come on with Roni. I am watching old school episodes with my mom because she hasn't seen the old shit with like Heather and Kristen and whenever Dorinda pops in and then with Jules. She hasn't seen that. She's getting updated. She's loving it. I'm loving it. I'm missing it. Roni, please come back like yesterday. Potomac, let's just get here now. Kern, Giselle, I need you in my life. Ashley, I want to see where you're at since you're single and ready to mingle, mama. Yes. Yeah, so Yins, guys, that is the episode for today. Thank you so much for listening. Be excited for Dubai as much as I am because I will be talking about this until I'm blue in the face. Rest assured. Now, please, Yins, guys, follow me on Instagram, at Bravo Yinzer. Yinzer spelled Y-I-N-Z-E-R. And please follow us at Believe Network and at Believe Lifestyle. That's Believe, B-L-E-A-V. And Yins, guys, have a kick-ass rest of the week. Have a great weekend, and I shall see Yins next time.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.